Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
As we're checking the calendar, believe it or not, it really is spring. May not feel like it, but it is spring. And to get us fashionably ready, we go to our fashionista, Andy Page, to talk some spring fashion.
It is spring, people. Can you even believe it?
Finally.
I know that the temperature might not indicate it, but right. It's spring. And I'm actually really excited because spring is the time that we have so many celebrations and fun, fashionable events to go to, like weddings and proms and graduation and the Kentucky Derby's coming up and all kinds of fun, whimsical, fashionable things to think about.
Yes.
So one of the big trends this year is floral prints. And it was actually a big trend last year, but this year it's really kind of been, you know, escalated, shall we say. And designers are using flowers in all kinds of things. And one of the ways that I have seen it that is the most expensive and the easiest for us to translate is actually in shoes. Have you seen any shoes with flowers on them, Brooke?
Yes, I have. Almost like through almost a sandal, but it's kind of on there. Almost looks like a ponytail holder with a big flower on it. Right?
Yes, absolutely. That's right. We've definitely seen some of those. But the great thing for me about this trend is this is a do-it-yourself, ladies. I mean, come on.
Okay.
I mean, you can go and pick up a fantastic designer pair of shoes for $200 that have had flowers, you know, attached, shall we say. Or we can go to our favorite craft store and pick up some fabulous silk flowers and update an old pair of shoes that are really, really underused. Now, in the past, you know, our moms and everyone wore clips or shoe clips, and they just kind of put those on the top of the shoe.
That must be what I was thinking about, yeah.
Well, this trend is a little different. You can, of course, fasten it to the top, and you'll be on trend, so that's not a problem. But really, designers are putting things on the heel and on the outside of the shoe, so the outside back.
Okay.
And I've pinned lots of this on Pinterest so that you can kind of get a feel for it. But the great thing is if you have an outfit or a prom dress or anything that you want to perk up, you can go and buy, you know, a silk flower that's going to coordinate with that, and then you can put it on the shoe. Now, there's a way to do this because you don't want it to look like you've just glued a flower to your shoe, right?
You don't?
No, you want to take it a step further, you know.
I know.
So what you want to do is you want to take the flower apart, okay, so that you've got all the petals laid out, almost like fabric.
Okay.
And then you want to recreate or restructure the flower on the shoe so that it's molded to the shoe just using a hot glue gun.
Ooh.
I mean, this is a $10 project that can come out looking absolutely fabulous.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, the other thing I'm just going to suggest, I'm going to throw it out there, is while you're working to fashion some really cool flower petals and flowers to your shoes, go ahead and paint the soles of your shoes so that you make a lasting impression, a fashionable impression as you leave the room.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you can actually paint the soles and add a flower so that it coordinates and looks fantastic with your outfit.
Oh, very good.
What do you use for paint? Like just regular paint?
Regular old paint.
Huh.
Yeah, and then you can shellac it if you want, but it's really not necessary. Regular, you know, acrylic paint painted on the sole will work perfectly fine.
Well, very nice. And I see a lot of flowers in hair, too. Is there an age limit to that?
No, absolutely not.
No.
I don't believe in age limits for anything. I think that you should, you know, enjoy getting dressed. You should enjoy, you know, looking beautiful. And I think that flowers in the hair, especially for someone who's a little mature, just looks radiant. So, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Well, I want to look radiant.
Yes, please. And you do, always.
And which flower works best for guys?
In your hair, Tommy, I would say a gardenia.
Oh, great. Thank
I was
you.
Thinking whole wheat flour. That's what I was thinking.
That's exactly what I figured you'd say.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, I love you so much. For more tips, please pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. Of course, you can follow me on Pinterest or go to my website, sensostyle.com.